Lecture 19, The Decline and Expulsion of Spanish Jewry.
In the first text of our last lecture, we spoke about the Black Death and about the end of a life of a very simple Jew in Mainz in the 14th century. We are still now in the 14th century. And I want to take you from there to the end of the 15th century, and then to demarcate what I suggested was medieval and early modern. The one big chunk that we have to stick in, of course, is to the south, to Spain. We have discussed Spain in this course primarily in the context of the Islamic world, but we sort of left it as we went topically through the medieval Christian world, in describing both interactions between Jews and Christians on the one hand and Jewish cultural formation on the other. But Hispanic Jewry, the history of Jews living in the Iberian Peninsula, is indeed a very important piece of our story. And we want to pick up that theme now. You recall that by the 11th century, the Christians begin to reconquer the Iberian Peninsula, initially under the rule of the Islamic world, as we described it, in a Cordoba called Andalusia. But by already 1085, the Christians had conquered the city of Toledo. And from that point on, they continue to conquer more and more until almost the entire peninsula is in their hands. So that when we speak about the 12th, 13th, 14th centuries, we are speaking about primarily Christian Spain. Now that complicates matters in terms of describing Sephardic versus Ashkenazic, these terms that we used earlier, because now what had been Islamic is now Christian, or is a kind of hybridization of all three cultures. There are still Muslims living in this world. In fact, the Muslim kingdom of Granada will remain until 1492, when they are finally pushed off the peninsula by the Christians themselves. And of course, there are Jews who once lived under Muslim rule and now live under Christian rule. In the 12th and 13th century, historians have kind of presented a rather idyllic picture of this world, as if this was the one time in history when Jews, Christians, and Muslims could live together. They actually used the Spanish word, and forgive my pronunciation, convivencia. That is a kind of mutual tolerance between the three faiths, where Jews and Christians and Muslims were somehow interacting with each other, somehow living with each other, somehow appreciating each other in all kinds of interesting ways. That picture, of course, is exaggerated. But I guess the question of questions to ask about Spanish Jewry is, how do we get from convivencia, even assuming it's an exaggerated portrait, to racial hatred, to anti-Semitism, anti-Islam, to the point where the Jews and the Muslims are all expelled in 1492. In other words, the same year that Columbus discovered America is also a vital turning point in our course and, of course, in the history of Spain. How do we go from one extreme to the other? The most remarkable thing about studying Spanish history and Spanish Jewish history in particular is to see these extremes, to see the possibility of human creative encounters and moral encounters, and also the other side of the coin, the deterioration of all of this to the point where minorities are not tolerated. I don't have an easy answer to that question, but that, of course, is the question that you want to keep in mind as I describe the events that I am about to describe here. My starting point, as I said, is the 14th century. And I want to take us about 100 years to 1492, to the point where there are no longer any Jews in the Iberian Peninsula. Meaning that Spain and its expulsion of the Jews is not simply a localized expulsion, but is really the culmination of a process that had gone on all throughout Northern Europe. You recall from the 13th century, the expulsion of the Jews from England, from France, from the German cities, from parts of Italy, from Sicily, from Spain, and then eventually from Portugal as well. In other words, this is a process which finally reaches an end, a very bitter end in 1492.